We're going to talk about something that is very much exciting for a lot of people concerning their health, and specifically dementia. There are two stories breaking that we want to get some professional insight on. Lowering blood pressure could reduce dementia risk. Here's the story. You actually lower it more than recommended. Not only helps prevent heart problems, it also cuts the risk of mental decline that often leads to Alzheimer's. This is a major study. It's the first time a single step has been clearly shown to help prevent a dreaded condition that people had been trying, crossword puzzles, diet supplements, and a host of other things, in hope of keeping their mind sharp. Here's what you need to know. In the study, people treated to a top blood pressure reading of 120 instead of 140 were 19% less likely to develop mild cognitive impairment. How significant is this? Dr. Simon Duchamp is a psychiatrist and behavioral neurologist at Montreal's McGill University and has actually done research on Alzheimer's treatments. Good morning, Dr. Duchamp.
Good morning.
How significant is this 19% drop?
Well, a 19% drop is definitely quite significant. One thing to say, though, is just a word to be careful, is that these are results that were just presented at a conference meeting. So they haven't published the results like formally yet, but if it holds, a 19% projection would be quite clinically significant.
Well, and it's something simple to do in terms of lowering your blood pressure as opposed to a drug trial and that kind of stuff. So is this something they're going to be able to roll out right away if someone is worried about or suffering from? From what I understand technically, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that by lowering the blood pressure, you're actually lowering the potential plaque issue. Is that right?
So it's a bit of an indirect effect. So we've known for a long time that hypertension is a major risk factor for dementia.
Yeah.
The reason for that is that having poorly controlled blood pressure leads to very tiny strokes. So strokes that are so small that people don't notice them. They don't have any symptoms. But if they build up over time, then you start having cognitive problems like memory decline or slowing of mental process. And also that can kind of accelerate the problem with the amyloid plaques, which is Alzheimer's disease. So it's not new, the idea that treating hypertension could help to prevent dementia. But this one goes a little bit further by showing that if you push even beyond what is currently recommended, you might get an extra benefit.
So here's the question, and I kind of referred to it in the last question, is should we now set a target of, if we can, having the upper and lower of blood pressure reading be 120?
I think that would be premature.
Okay.
What people want to do is to make sure that they meet the current requirement, because there's still a lot of people that have blood pressure that are over 140.
I know.
So these people could, you know, at the very least, work with their family doctor to reduce that with lifestyle intervention and simple medication that would already make a big difference. The target of 120, I would be careful before we see the full results, because there's some issues with that. That if you lower the blood pressure too much, then you can have bad consequences like fainting spells. And with fainting, you can have falls, and that leads to other kind of consequences.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't advise people to push for the 120 right away, but it's definitely a story that we need to follow.
Could we conclude, though, that people with low blood pressure have a lower risk of Alzheimer's or dementia?
We can definitely conclude that people that have a lower blood pressure through either their lifestyle or through treatment are definitely at lower risk than people that have untreated hypertension. Yes, that's right.
So wanted to clarify that. All right, let's talk about the other story concerning Alzheimer's, and in this particular case, an experimental drug stirring hope after early trials. Tell me about BAN2401.
Yes. So that's a compound from a pharmaceutical company called Eisai, which is from Japan. It's one of these antibodies that what it does is that it goes into the brain and it targets the accumulation of amyloid, which is one of the main abnormalities in Alzheimer's disease. And what it does is that it helps reduce the formation of these plaques, but also clear out the ones that are already there. And so what they've reported is that what's interesting with that study is that initially they thought they didn't have any positive results. But what they saw is that in the highest dose, if you give it long enough time, that is 18 months, there was a quite significant reduction in old plaques and in the formation of new plaques. Now, that's good in itself, but what's really interesting is that in parallel, they saw some improvement in intellectual and cognitive function, which is really, you know, what it should be doing. Like, it's a good thing to reduce the plaque, but yeah. The ultimate result is that you want to improve people's brain function.
This is an 18-month study. It shows promise, but it also, we're being warned, other drug trials have failed. So caution and, I guess, more testing needs to be done.
Well, that's what we call a phase two study. So these are smaller studies that are meant to really find the right dose and show the initial signs of efficacy. Now they have to move into what we call the phase three, which is the very big trial.
Got it.
A lot of people over a significant amount of time to really prove if it's really working and how much.
Are we going to have a drug that will cure or prevent Alzheimer's and dementia in your lifetime, doctor?
Well, I'm quite optimistic that we'll have medication that will slow the progress and maybe even prevent the appearance of Alzheimer's dementia. What has to be understood is that this is a complicated disease. And so amyloid is one of the targets, but it's quite possible that we might need to intervene on more than one front. And that's a model we know well in medicine. That's what is done in cancer. That's what is done in HIV. We don't give just one treatment. We target different parts of the disease with different interventions. What's quite good currently is that there are other than the medication, the BAN2401, there is another medication that is currently quite advanced in phase three called aducanumab that has shown also the same kind of results of reducing plaques and improving cognition. And so this one is quite advanced in the phase three. And so that will be in the next few years, like within the next 3 to 4 years, we'll have results from that. And
Perfect.
So it's quite plausible that there will be interventions that will try to prevent the disease.
I love ending on an optimistic note. Dr. Simon Duchamp, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.